Hare Krishna. I was in a bit of a crisis this morning. Got up early and I continued to do my synchronization of New Raja Dham and Vrindavan Dham. And I may have mentioned that earlier, that except for one thing, New Raja Dham really synchronizes with Vrindavan, Bomra Vrindavan in India. If devotees have been in New Raja Dham hearers, then they know that we have the lakes and the little creek that runs between them, which is the Jamuna, and that runs for us south-north, and that's how the mandala of New Raja Dham is being established. However, in Vrindavan, the Jamuna runs north-south, and the Raja Mandala is based on that, Vrindavan, dividing Raja Mandala into two parts, the smaller one on the right-hand side, the larger one on the left, which means to the west. So, except for those change of directions, everything is the same, except for one thing, and that is that in New Raja Dham, our Goshala is below Govardhan, whereas in India, and Goshala means Nandagram, whereas in India, Goshala and Nandagram are above Govardhan. So that's been something I've been struggling with ever since I first started doing this, and I really sort of ran into an impasse today, not because there's any particular difficulty. They can be moved as well as the immediately surrounding places. It makes for a certain break in terms of the lila stands, but it works. Still, what it means is that the residence place of devotees is in Vrindavan forest, as opposed to being in Nandagram, Barshana, and Javat. So I called all the devotees from Krishna Valley who were here in Budapest to come up, and they agreed that it was better to keep it as it is rather than me trying to leave the Goshala isolated somewhere south of Govardhan and moving Nandagram Varshana up north, or in our case, south. I hope you're not too confused. Let me answer a question now that I see from Chaitanya Charan, and that is that you recommended in one of your past podcasts that when we chant around, we should be seated and stay so until we have finished. This, I presume, ensures our concentration and helps us be attentive. Can you please explain then what are we doing when we go on a drop a walk? Well, the whole essence of chanting is to be able to concentrate and not on the holy name and not be distracted from hearing the sound vibration or whatever else our meditation may be. Ideally, this is done sitting down, Bhaktivinoda Thakur even says covering one's head with a blanket so that one is not distracted and just concentrating. Now, when our devotees who really work quite hard or are sometimes influenced by lower modes or trying to overcome them, it's too much to ask for them to sit still for 2 hours, or they just fall asleep. So in either case, if someone is sleeping and fighting to stay awake, they're not concentrating on the holy name. If someone is just itching to move around and is too agitated sitting still, again they're not thinking of the holy name, which is the essence of japa. So then it's better that they stand up. It's better that they're, if they're in the temple room, that they walk around. And if they even need more than that, and that walking around generally means that they circumambulate Tulsi Devi, if they're doing, if even that's not enough, and then they go outside for a japa walk, then do that if that allows you to be attentive. But then obviously there are so many other things, namely people, singing birds, moving cars, or whatever else is out there when you're walking, that keeps one from that type of focus. But at least excessive energy is being used up, you're not falling asleep. So better that, better trying to focus your mind while walking. But what I understand is a japa walk to be, I mean the real japa walk is you're going for a walk and you're chanting japa. A japa walk isn't that you're chanting your japa while you're walking through the forest. Now of course we do that when we do parikrama, but when we're doing parikrama in Vrindavan or Mayapur, more or less, not always, but more or less, we're in places that are reminding us of Krishna and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, so they serve as a udipan, as a source of inspiration for our japa. However, if we're in downtown London or some other places, we may not be. If, by contrast, you go to some park that just reminds you of Vrindavan wherever you go, then fine, then that's nice. The real basis is judge the thing by its result. Does that japa walk help you think about Krishna, help you think about the holy name and concentrate on the sound vibration, or does it distract you? If it helps, then it's fine, and if it distracts you, then it's not so good. But for me, the best japa walk is let's go for a walk, and while we're walking, let's chant extra rounds. And a question from Bhakti Vikesh: is Mirabai a bona fide saint, and is her poetry bona fide? Srila Prabhupada seemed to comment favorably on Mirabai. He mentions a few times that she went and met Rupa Goswami in Vrindavan, and that she was a devotee since childhood. However, there doesn't seem to be any recorded guru of Mira, and her mood is a mood of being Krishna's beloved. So although she may be bona fide saint, and her poetry may be bona fide, generally our Gaudiya Vaishnavas do not sing them. One reason I can just mention is that there's no particular parampara that she's in. And even though she may be fully realized, we have to follow those type of saints whose behavior or example is exemplary in every way. Although saints are transcendental tools and regulations and can do anything, but our acharyas have made a point of following the rules and regulations, even though they're above them, just to set the right example. So therefore, from that one point of view, Mirabai is not found within our group of acharyas whom we follow, and therefore we wouldn't necessarily sing her songs. Secondarily, her mood is more of that of, as I mentioned, a beloved of Krishna, in other words, of a gopi, and even more of a wife, rather than our mood of parakiya bhav, and being not a beloved of Krishna, but simply the servants of those who have direct contact, most particularly Srimati Radharani. So, because Mira may be, therefore, and at least in her mood, whatever her state of realization is, a competitor of Srimati Radharani, we are not in support of Radharani's competitors, but rather of Srimati Radharani's servants. So that much about Mirabai. There are so many songs and poems of our Gaudiya Vaishnava acharyas to follow. Best that we sing those. And can we read and chant and sing the more intimate prayers of Gita Govinda? No. Gita Govinda is for highly self-realized souls and devotees aside from singing the song that Srila Prabhupada gave us, namely the Dasavatar Stotra invocation, we should not sing or read other parts of Gita Govinda. At least not unless you're completely free from the bodily concept of life and are in every way a true follower of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Stay away from that. More tomorrow. Hare Krishna.